All right, here we are. We're back again with Captain Marty. He's going to tell us another one of his great stories. Marty, what do you have for us today? What do we got?
Well, we're at the birthplace of aviation, and I'm always amazed by what I see with modern fighter jets and things in our fleet. And I'm getting ready to tell you a story about tragedy, a hero, and a remarkable thing that happened offshore. I'll be right back.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowback Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowback Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is! There he is! Oh, got him up!
As seen on Wickedtune and Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. Book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits.
All right, so I'm on the edge of my seat now, Marty. What are you going to talk about? You said a tragedy, a hero, and what else?
A hero in my book, and a story just goes to show you anything can happen offshore. I'm really glad that I'm on the side of the U.S. watching those fighter planes. We're in a bombing range offshore and a target practice range. There are four yellow tracking towers. In different directions, all spread out. And for many years, they would track the fighters coming out of Oceania. They would practice, they would dogfight, they'd shoot down drones all through the years. And on a slow day of fishing, it was like being underneath a live air show. One day, I'll never forget, before the days of the Pirates Cove Billfish Tournament, the tournament was held at Oregon Inlet at the Fishing Center. And those days were fun, kind of crazy, wild, not maybe as organized as things are now, but we had the Oregon Inlet Billfish Tournament. It was a calm day. Most of the fleet was out there in the area of that target practice range. We were watching jets dogfighting overhead. We were hearing sonic booms, things like that. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of the fleet, somebody comes on the radio and says, "What is that up in the sky?" And of course, I poked my head out from underneath the canopy. There was a huge ball of fire coming straight down.
Oh, wow.
And at first, we weren't exactly sure what it was, but we kind of quickly realized, well, they've been out here practicing all day. That's a jet, coming down. And it was on fire. It got about halfway down, one of the ejection seats went off. And that went away from the plane and crashed into the ocean. But the plane, still on fire, we only saw one ejection seat. The plane came down and went nose first in the ocean, right in the middle of 50 boats,
holy smokes.
Like an F-16 or F-14, whatever they were in those days.
Right.
And that plane crashed, big geyser of water, big geyser of smoke, and that was it. And so all of us were shell-shocked because it came close, and we eventually realized it was probably that same plane that's been out there the last couple hours, practicing. Well, I was fairly far away from it, but Captain Harry Baum Sr., the one you remember so well from Monchies, the guy that caught the world record at the time, 1,142-pound blue marlin, was out there fishing. His mate was Jeff Sharp, little brother to Kenny Sharp, Kenny and Lisa Sharp.
Yep, okay.
And he was the mate. Well, Harry just happened by no fault of his own to be the closest to the crash site. And he didn't bother cranking in lines or nothing. He was about a mile away. He put it wide open and raced to the steam coming off the water. Well, when he got there, there was an aviator floating on the surface.
Oh, wow.
And the hero part of it to me was where Jeff Sharp, young mate, first year as a mate, didn't ask any questions. He dove off the back of that boat to get him, He swam over there. He had come out or let himself out of the ejection seat, and he put him in he was a lifeguard. He'd been a lifeguard in high school, and he swam him back. Harry opened the tuna door on the Joe Boy, and they pulled the aviator, who was deceased and was badly injured, pulled him on to the boat. At the time, they, of course, did all kinds of checks, but he was badly injured. So, but, you know, for his wife and family, that was a heroic thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never had to jump overboard to get someone that just came out of a plane crash, you know?
No.
The other thing about that was that day, we never saw any kind of Navy craft, even though we're not far from Norfolk Naval Station, the largest Navy base in the world. But, of course, we called the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard immediately dispatched helicopters from Elizabeth City.
And what showed up after that was pretty intense. We'll be back in just a bit to tell you what that was.
Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village is the closest spot on the Outer Banks to the Gulf Stream. Just inside Hatteras Inlet, Teach's Lair is fully loaded with bait, tackle, ice, snacks, and drinks for your fun-filled day out on the water. Want to get rigged up to catch the big one? Lee and the gang in the tackle shop can outfit you to catch whatever is eager to get hooked. To see the marina, the tackle shop, or to book a charter, go online to teachslair.com. Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village. Your fishing venture awaits.
But within an hour, there's an aircraft carrier, some other smaller, like destroyers or whatever they would be called. A submarine was there. What we did not realize is all of those had been doing maneuvers just outside of our line of vision. So when this call went out that a Navy plane had gone down, anybody and everybody that could get there got there. And believe it or not, because Harry stayed right where he was, and we marked, they found the plane. It had gone to the bottom with the other aviator in it.
Oh, my.
You know? But I was out there the very next day when I saw that plane come back up on the end of a crane off the end of a commercial Navy boat that they sent out from Norfolk. And so they did get the plane back, and they did recover the other pilot's body. But that was a day I'll never, ever forget. And I think about it a lot, how lucky we are to be an American and be protected by people that, even though when they're not in war, it's still dangerous, dangerous work. And that happened. That was a day I'll never forget. It's not the only time. That actually happened twice in our fleet. That's another story for another day.